This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's another hour, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for listening, folks. I'm Scott Hannon. In Bismarck on Monday at the state capitol. Be in Arizona Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Broadcasting from the border. Watching the Department of Homeland Security inspect a good North Dakota company's example of how they can build a mile a day. Something that doesn't happen right now, so that's going to be great fun as well, and we are looking forward to it. Brought to you today by our friends at Pipers. I'm looking forward to being out there for the Auction Center of North America's Spring 2019 Machinery Auction. You know, the great facility there Pipers does. It's Steele, North Dakota, Thursday, March 28th, Auction Center of North America, Spring 2019 Machinery Auction. Construction, consignment auction, ag as well. Then we'll head out to Bowman on the 12th of April for the 2019 Western Dakota Machinery Auction, but there's others as well. Check them out at Pipers.com, Wangler Retirement Farm Machinery Auction in Wishick on the 19th of March. That's a Tuesday, and then the 21st, the Larson Retirement Farm Machinery Auction in Mott. So check those out, Pipers.com, or call them at 877-700-4099. Time for the Talk Radio Town Hall. We are going to do our very best today to, keep the calls short and keep the questions short and keep the answers short and get you as many opportunities to visit with Senator Kevin Cramer as we can on the program. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks, Scott. How are you?
I bet you're better because you're in North Dakota.
I am. The air is crisp and clean and fresh. There's lots of snow. But, yeah, it's always great. I landed last night, got home last night, after confirming yet another circuit court judge yesterday in the United States Senate that doesn't get a lot of hoopla. But seems like every day we get one more across the finish line. So we're starting the slow, arduous task of legacy building by filling these courts, particularly the circuit courts, the appellate courts. So that was good. And we ended started debate on another one, so that first thing we get back Monday, we can confirm someone else.
I was cheering like I was watching, a football game or something, watching the, University of North Dakota win another national championship or something when I saw you on the Senate floor talking about the Green New Deal. So thank you. Thank you for that,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah. Well, it was an interesting day on the floor. If people didn't watch it, it's worth probably going to C-SPAN and finding that hour and a half or so. Point of it was the Senate, by the way, people often ask, are you enjoying the Senate? The Senate is very different on the floor than the House was. The House, you had very specific timelines you had to adhere to and very specific rules, and you had to be called up and all these things. Well, anyway, the Senate's more of a free-for-all. There are some rules, but I rather enjoyed the way the Senate does. I always have sort of liked the way they let senators take the floor. When a senator gets the floor, they hold the floor until they yield the floor back, and then it's sort of a race to see who can be next. But the point of it was that Republican members had taken this hour and a half that's generally reserved for Republican speeches, and I think about 10 of us were lined up to talk about the Green New Deal, and of course there were a couple of Democrats, including Chuck Schumer, couldn't take it, and they came and tried to disrupt the whole thing, and some people found it raucous and offensive. I found it rather delightful. I think this is the way debate ought to be, in plain public and back and forth, so I thought it was great.
Let's get to the phones and the questions for Senator Kevin Cramer. Henry in Fargo, first to go. You're up. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Okay, my question is, they're going after 81 people that have nothing to do with nothing. They've admitted it's a fishing trip. I just heard Nancy Pelosi say that. When is Trump going to fight back and go after Obama and Hillary for all the stuff that we have, emails and text messages. When is all that going to be released? I mean, we had FISA stuff that he was going to declassify, and he handed it over to some attorney general somewhere, and we've never seen a declassification of that stuff. When are we going to get our red meat?
Well, I think the president's more focused on making America great than he is on revenge on Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama. And I think that he's certainly not shy about bringing up their flaws. I can tell you this much. I had a very good conversation with him a few days ago. I guess it was Monday after all the football players left the Oval Office, which, by the way, you can't hardly make that one up, Scott. An hour and a half he spent with the NDSU football team. But he's very frustrated by it. And just so people know, the 81 he's referencing is that's the new subpoenas that they're sending out. Here's what's happening. The whole collusion thing is sort of collapsing on itself, right? They're finding out, the collusion thing isn't working out. There's no collusion. But now what are we going to do? Okay, let's go after everybody in his family and his businesses, and let's just go on a fishing expedition. That's a good word. Nancy Pelosi herself, as you pointed out in the question, said, well, we don't know what's there, but when asked for evidence, she said, we don't know any evidence. That's what would come out of, the subpoenas. So he's focused on keeping the economy going. He's focused on trade, improving trade deals. He's focusing on rebuilding the military. He's focused on border security and defense and fighting back socialism. And I just think he's right to be focused on that. All these other things are distractions away from his agenda and his message. I think he's better disciplined to stay on message. And let's get the courts, the federal courts, filled with conservative judges and justices and meet all those other demands. And I don't know that we need to spend a lot of time going after this other stuff. Now, to your other point, though, he did ask for some U.S. attorneys and attorney general to look into these other potential violations, particularly the abuse of the FISA courts. All that's still in play, but it's not it's not what he wakes up every morning thinking about.
Answer your question, Henry. You bet. Thank you for the call. Sorry.
No, I just want to say thank you. No, I did. It's just that, some of us are just out here and we like exactly what Kevin Cramer said, Senator Cramer. He is doing what he's saying, but sometimes, like you said, we like that counterpunch. Let him loose a little bit. Let's go after these guys.
Sure. Well, I think what I find that in your comment hilarious is I had an argument yesterday with Tom Campbell about this, who was on and talking about the fact that he thought that he don't do that about Hillary, and you should, that there's a lot of people that could, I hear a lot more the opposite of what Henry is saying, don't you, Senator Cramer, that he needs to back off some of that?
Yeah, it's I don't know, Scott. It seems to go in cycles. Henry's frustration is pretty prominent with a lot of the base, and I get it. I really do get it. But I also know we elected him to secure the border, and right now that's a brutal fight. This emergency declaration thing is, we're having our own family squabble, as you probably all know, about it, and trying to figure out what we do with this resolution of disapproval. I think people know where I stand. I'm happy to reiterate it if necessary. So right now, that's where his focus is, and rightfully so, I think. These other things, perhaps some of the Senate committees could get a little more aggressive with it. I think Henry maybe would like to see that, the oversight and judiciary committees. But in the meantime, I'm really focused on keeping this economy booming, getting these trade deals done, improving situation for our farmers and rebuilding our military.
Henry, I'm with you 100% on being frustrated, no doubt about it. But I think that's why you have Rudy Giuliani. Just go, turn these people loose and fight those battles. That's why you now have, an attorney general that hopefully will have some integrity here on those fronts and actually do it, not recuse himself and all that stuff. So,
Scott, thanks for raising that point. I hope you find some comfort in that. But you're making an important point. We had an attorney general for a long time who recused himself from the job, basically. It was just awful. And hopefully we can have a Justice Department that's functional again.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, minute left here. Let me get another quick one in before the break. And it's a text. Can you try again to ask Kevin about the land inheritance tax, where they are at with that? My wife and I are thinking about selling land that my family has paid taxes for years on. Thank you.
So land inheritance, are they talking, are they asking about the estate tax? I mean, we doubled the threshold on that in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Of course, we eliminated this altogether in the Senate, which is, or in the House. When I was in the House, the Senate didn't want to. We settled on doubling the threshold so it affected fewer people, if that's what he's talking about. But anyway, in the meantime, we'll try to get some better answers if we have some.
Well, and so given what you got as part of the president's tax plan on estate taxes, is there anything else that's on the docket to do? Is there more reform?
Great question. So it's going to be tough in a divided government. Obviously, we have a bunch of Democrats that want socialism, and I mean a bunch of them, Scott. I mean, the Green New Deal is a socialist fantasy. It's a dream come true for them, and they're running the House, as you know. Nancy Pelosi has the title of Speaker. Near as I can tell, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the Speaker, and they're hell-bent towards socialism. You know, Medicare for all, no fossil fuels, a free college for everybody, whether they want it or not. Yeah.
Short break. Tom and Grand Forks, you're next, and a texter just sent a photo, said, I'm on a stoplight listening to you and Senator Kramer booming with a Kramer sticker on the back in the car in front of me. God bless you. More after this. Don't go away.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Austin Langley of Warwick. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a Seed for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 8th through the 12th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investments in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, new uses for soy, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which the North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in the See for Yourself program by April 8th. Log on to NorthDakotaSoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Imagine a long Northern Plains winter with a swim spa in your home. Talk about wellness. Vince Webker is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. What's an endless pool?
Well, an endless pool is a fitness machine, as we like to call it. What it allows you to do is physical activity in water. For example, they have a treadmill on the bottom, and like I tell everybody, not everybody's a runner, but everybody in an endless pool can be a good runner because of the aspect of the water. And the ability for us as human beings to exercise in water allows that mobility to continue, and great things happen in water. That's why we rehab in water, and several success stories of losing weight and becoming more physical fit with this product. And they just introduced a bicycle to it, too. So for those of you that are into triathlons, and you can do all three in this product.
Incredible. See it at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Todd, the radio god Mitchell is dreaming of getting behind the wheel of his beautiful vehicle from Schwann GMC Buick, just to get the heated steering wheel going. Right?
Well, here's the Here's the thing. You may have heard about the forecast coming. We've got 6 to 9 inches of snow in the valley, 8 to 12 in some other parts, and apparently winter is not. And then another system coming next week. Do you really want to spend the rest of the month hanging on to icicles when you drive? Or would you like a heated steering wheel? Get yours at SchwanBuickGMC.com.
Gotta do it. Tom in Grand Forks for Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Any and all questions and comments welcome today. As always, 701-258-0550. You can also text Todd or me, 701-367-2054 or 701-226-8503. Go ahead, Tom. You're up.
Well, I heard you talking the other day about selling off the National Grasslands to pay down the debt. Is that true?
Well, real quick, for Kevin's benefit, too, we had a call from a listener who said, a fellow in Williston, I can't remember his name, but he called and said, you know, the federal debt is, you know, ridiculous. We got to sell the grasslands. And he went back to say they originally were bought to help people out because they didn't have money. It wasn't that the federal government needed it. So I said, what do you think, people? And about 70% of folks that weighed in, and that was with hundreds of texts and comments, said, yeah, he's right, do it. So that's it wasn't necessarily me. I was just asking. But I actually want the federal debt down, and if what he's saying is true, I'm for selling the grasslands. So does that answer your question?
I want the federal debt paid down, too, all right? And but you know as well as I do that when Congress goes ahead and sees these hundreds of millions of dollars rolling in, they're just going to spend it on something else. All right? They have a constitutional mandate to go ahead and pass a balanced budget. All right? One place we could start is reducing or eliminating federal agencies that aren't needed any longer, like the Department of Energy. I was around in the 70s when it was created, and its goal was to go ahead and make the United States energy independent. Well, we've reached it, so let's get rid of it, reduce it down to a station-keeping force.
Okay, I got your point, and it's well said, Tom, and let's let Senator Cramer sort of address this.
Well, there are a couple of policies that we're talking about here, and they may go together or they may not. I think I actually agree with Tom with regard to if we were to sell the national grasslands and, you know, all the federal national forests for that matter, you know, the use of that money to pay down the debt would be, you know, de minimis probably. It'd more likely get spent some other way, get sucked out. But you're also talking about selling federal lands, and that's another issue. It's a much larger issue. And I just spoke last week, as you probably know, Scott, at CPAC specifically on the issue of private property rights in this country, which is fundamental to our constitutional right of freedom. It's fundamental. Now, there is, by the way, just to be clear, no constitutional mandate to balance the budget. That's unfortunate, and I support an amendment to do that. But it's more about fiscal discipline and growing our economy than it is about selling off the lands, in my view. Now, I will say this about the federal lands, and this was a big part of the discussion we had at CPAC. There are tens of trillions of dollars worth of economic opportunity on our federal lands that the left has taken off the ledger. There's tens of trillions of dollars of oil and gas development that could be easily and very responsibly exploited for economic benefit, and that could pay off the debt as well as pay for a lot of infrastructure development in this country. Instead, the left is pushing a Green New Deal, which would cost more money than the federal government has spent in its entirety accumulated since the beginning of the country. And so I do think that our federal resources provide lots of opportunity to responsibly and environmentally, mine and drill and recover and export resources that continue our energy dominance as well as, as well as keep lands available for public use.
Here's my question. Tom's gone. I was going to ask him and you. If the federal government originally said we're buying this, in the 30s because people are broke and we want to help them out and then lease back to them anyway.
Right.
That was sort of a government sort of arrangement to help them out without whatever.
Right.
So really it didn't make any sense for us to own it other than we were trying to help people. Okay, great. Well, now they've been helped. Now let's go back to owning it. And by the way, when we get the dollars for it, put it specifically to paying down the debt. I mean, it's sort of like the energy department. Okay, we had a goal, get rid of it. I mean, what happens is once it starts, it never ends. That's what drives me crazy.
Well, as Ronald Reagan so famously said, the closest thing to eternity on this earth is a government program. They always have an advocate, and Scotty, you know as well as I do how frustrated I have become as I see an even more up close view of our bureaucracy, of how massive it is, how unresponsive it is, how irresponsible it is, how power hungry it is, and it's becoming my passion to roll back our bureaucracy. I mean, I could, as you know, I could go on and on about it, but that's to be featured later, because I am starting a campaign to first of all identify, not just identify, but then out, if you will, publicly illustrate just how massive our bureaucracy is and how intrusive it is on individual lives.
Let's go to Randy, Perm, Minnesota. Randy, you're on. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Sorry, Senator, I am not one of your constituents. I ended up landing on the wrong side of the river.
That's right.
However, I'm all in if you want to annex the western part of Minnesota. I'm in.
I appreciate that. It's a great part of our country. In fact, I often say, Scott, and if you don't mind, Randy, you know, western Minnesota is much more like North Dakota than it is like the rest of Minnesota. And frankly, it's one of the few places I think that even really relates to North Dakota in terms of land mass, land use, imposition of government on things like water rights and land rights.
Yes, I agree. I wanted to make a comment about President Trump. I'm a Trump guy through and through. And as far as revenge, I'm as a retired military guy, I'm not interested in revenge, but I want justice. I want Hillary Clinton and I want Barack Obama to stand up and take responsibility for the things that they did. That's my issue, and I think if you boil it right down to it, that's the way most people feel, at least
sure.
on the right. I want justice. I want justice for the families of those people that died at Benghazi. Hillary Clinton owns that, and I'll never forget the day that she sat in front of and testified that what possibly difference would this make now?
Yeah. No, she did, you know, we know that, of course, Susan Rice lied about Benghazi. I would say they have not gotten by with it because, of course, the House was in Republican hands at that time, and they did do their oversight, and that's when Hillary said the things she said. All these things have been revealed. Unfortunately, we haven't had a Justice Department that's dug into it the way that they probably should have. And hopefully now with the new Attorney General, it's not too late to keep the investigation going.
Thanks, Randy. Appreciate that very much. Great chatting with you. Call again. We'll take a break. Come back with more. Two segments to go. Questions, comments for Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall are welcome at 800-228-0550. More after this.
Ethanol is part of North Dakota agriculture. Just imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Tyson Rosenau, who had a message for all of us.
Renewable energy and burning North Dakota corn in the tank really helps us out, and it's good for everybody.
Tyson, what kind of impacts would come from a North Dakota with no ethanol?
It would drastically change the way we farm, that's for sure. Marketing our corn demand would be greatly reduced to the point where we wouldn't be farming it anymore. So ethanol has been outstanding a way for us to get rid of corn as far as basis levels, just being able to find a home for all this corn that we grow. And sometimes people say we're too good of farmers in the United States of America, and we just got to find a home for all the bushels we raise.
How about one more message before we let you go for everyone listening?
Put E15 in the tank when you can find it. Help out us corn farmers.
Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democrats have become an anti-Israel party.
President Trump commenting on the anti-hate resolution that the Democratic-held House passed yesterday, a resolution that began as a resolution to condemn anti-Semitism aimed at Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and her recent critical remarks about U.S. policy on Israel.
They've become an anti-Jewish party, and I thought that vote was a disgrace.
As he left the White House for a trip to Alabama to view tornado devastation, the president also said he was feeling badly about his former campaign chief, Paul Manafort, who was sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison yesterday. He told reporters that Manafort's case had nothing to do with Russian collusion. Reports are a massive power outage has struck Venezuela, and the president, Maduro, is blaming it on the United States. And this is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
North Dakota Safety Council wants you home at night with your kids. Same with WSI. They want you to, you know, you leave work, safe, healthy, you're home. These are two great partners in keeping people safe. Saving lives, preventing injuries, it's what they do all the time. The defensive driving course coming up in Bismarck, March 19th. If you have points built up in your license, this can help. There's also Fargo, Grand Forks, Williston, and Bismarck training as well. NDSC.org has the whole lineup. Industrial Rescue, 1 and 2. Bismarck, March 11th through 15th. Bismarck, April 29th through the 3rd of May. Check those out. Alive at 25, defensive driving. Great one. Great one. You know, in 2017, one teen driver crash occurred every 3 hours. And one teen died in a crash every 37 days. So that's real. Mom, Dad, think about this. Bismarck, March 24th. Fargo, March 24th. Get your teen drivers there. Point reductions and insurance discounts come with that, too. All the details at ndsc.org. I want to play a quick clip of Senator Tom Campbell on the program yesterday. We were talking about just sort of, you know, whether he'd be back in politics, whether, you know, when I forget how this came up, but he made a comment about President Trump that caused him to get some grief throughout the day after the comment, and I want to get your take on this as well, because you obviously see the president up close and personal on this. Here's Tom.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not betraying him or anything, but I just think that a true leader needs to unite his group. The way this country's going, it really, really scares me with Cortez, the strong left. Every single Democratic presidential candidate is endorsing the new Green Deal that Cortez is on. And to me, that's just wacky. It doesn't even make sense. But yet, I'm concerned. Maybe you and I are old enough that we'll outlive this. But I tell you what, if this sentiment keeps going on and on and on, it's going to be tough. There's just with a guy last night. He was with we hired for our hospital addition going on from St. Paul. Good guy. And I found out he's pretty liberal. And we got into some of his battles and stuff. And he made the comment. He said, I just wish we could see more compromising going on. You know.
And I quickly said, show me a Democrat that's compromising. But anyway, just specific to the Trump thing. He's saying, you know, don't tweet out about Hillary Clinton. Don't say that. Don't go there. Just go above it, as though somehow that would cause other people to like him. Do you think the president needs to change?
Well, I think the president's exactly who we elected, quite honestly. And I do think, actually, to be, you know, now he might prove me wrong this afternoon, but I you know, the last few months he's been an awfully focused leader, president. I thought his State of the Union address couldn't have been better. It's really one of the best I've ever heard. And you can't force people to come along with you. And then when we start setting the standard for compromise being doing whatever the Democrats want to do, then, you know, we have to be very careful. I like compromise as well. I look for the opportunity to move the ball incrementally in the right direction. But right now, we don't have a willing partner in that. We're having to take 30 hours to confirm the, you know, the deputy undersecretary of, you know, agencies you've never heard of, and, you know, the general counsel to the IRS, and you know, we're just up against it every single day. But I don't think that's the president's fault. I think it's we're in a presidential election term now, where we have a whole bunch of Democratic senators that want to be president, and you know, they, Chuck Schumer has an order out that no Democrats should co-sponsor legislation with any of that any one of the 22 Republicans are up for re-election in this cycle. The president is he's made lots of overtures, lots of them on several policies, including health care, including infrastructure, including the border, by the way. I mean, he's the one that offered a path to citizenship for Dreamers, for some 1.8 million Dreamers. And if he says he's for it, they're against it. I mean, look at China trade. They are all against him doing a China trade deal. And then they're all at the same time saying he'd better not accept a bad trade deal. You know, they don't want him to lift the tariffs. On the one hand, on the other hand, they're mad that he put the tariffs on. I mean, they're all over the board because their main focus is to be against Donald Trump, not for the country. And I know that they didn't expect him to win, but he did. And I think they can find in Donald Trump one of the most amenable partners that they probably have ever had. He's not bound by rigid ideology by any stretch. So, no, I wouldn't lay this one on. I wouldn't lay it on Donald Trump.
And by the way, so you know, and I think Senator Campbell knows this better than anybody right now, because he was barraged with people said, "Are you kidding me?" I mean, people recognize we have a country to save. Right. I mean, they're worried about where we're going. They see $20 trillion in debt. They see a porous border. They see a military that the left has managed to deplete. And, unfortunately, there's not been enough effort pushing back on that to get smarter about our threats. Well, I mean, and so the idea that he's mean to somebody or says some tweet, they don't really care. They're glad he's fighting for them. You know what I mean? They're really glad he's fighting for them. Do you feel that, too? Do you hear that from people?
I do hear that from people, and I want to be clear. I think we all understand what Tom's saying. I mean, but from the minute I endorsed Donald Trump to be president, I said, I know there are going to be moments when I cringe, and there are. But in the last several months, really, Scott, Donald Trump has been very statesmanlike. He's been very good. He hasn't punched down. He hasn't punched first. He doesn't take a lot of jabs without jabbing back, but he's been very good. And I point people back to the State of the Union address. If you didn't listen to it this year, go back and listen to watch his State of the Union address. And even at that, with that strong invitation of coming together, they're just not willing to do it.
Yeah, it was good. By the way, so is his CPAC speech from last Saturday. Comes back all, short of sleep from being in Vietnam for the North Korea summit, and just incredible 2+ hours that you got to see. Let's go to Grafton, North Dakota. Lynn has a question for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Hi. Say, I would just like to say I'd love to see the day when any Democrat, preferably the ones at the top like Hillary, would be held to the same standard as the Republicans are. I just can't understand why. I'm not in favor of her going to jail or anything like that, but what she's done to this country is small peanuts compared to what Paul Manafort and some of the people that are going to jail for. One other comment is I actually feel sorry for our president, with all he's had to fight with the Democrats, to get things done. He has done a lot of good things for this country and he gets no credit for it. And I kind of feel bad for him.
Yeah, no, you raise probably the most relevant point of all of this discussion, and that is through all of this, while he's had to deal with, you know, threats of impeachment, with investigations, now on his family and then on his friends, so through all of that, all of those distractions designed, by the way, to be distractions, look what he's accomplished. A rocket ship economy, lowest unemployment in decades, lowest unemployment among minorities ever, lowest unemployment among women ever in the history of our country, raising the workforce participation rate, rebuilding our military, making America respected again in the world, and improving on these trade deals, which, by the way, have been, you know, been bad for decades, and president after president has just sort of looked the other way. And in the meantime, China's taking over the world, and he's putting a halt to that even. And you're right, he doesn't get a lot of credit, but Scott, I thought one of the most poignant questions you asked him in the interview, which was very, very good, was when you asked him, is there, what's the one thing that you don't believe you get enough credit for that you've accomplished? And he went right to what I would have guessed he'd gone to. He said, the economy. Right now, America's doing very well economically, better than anyone else in the world. We have a global economic, you know, a little bit of a downturn. But can you imagine if America's wasn't as strong as it is, how bad it would be around the world? So I think you hit the nail on the head. It is frustrating, and I feel badly for him as well. And by the way, you know, like I said, I was just with him this week, spent some quiet time with him. It is frustrating. It does wear a little bit. But the guy gets up and never lets it keep him from plowing ahead and doing what he knows to be right or what he believes to be right.
It's a sight to behold, I'll tell you. Dennis is South Dakota for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Dennis.
Yeah, good morning. Instead of this emergency declaration, couldn't we use sequestration when that comes up to get Democrats, because they're going to want some exemptions and stuff. Seems like that would be the time to make the move. You get the
Okay, you raise a, this is a great discussion. If we just started with this, this probably would have been all we talked about. But the challenge with using sequestration, and Scotty, what he's talking about is we have these budget caps, 2 more years of these budget caps, which call for a, you know, minuscule increase in defense and a minuscule increase in a non-defense discretionary spending. It doesn't deal with the mandatory spending. And the only way that we're going to be able to get a budget. By the way, the president's budget will come out next week. The top line numbers. We've got a Republican budget we're working on. I'm on the budget committee. That will be, I suspect, more lean than the president's. But we need to increase, continue to increase in our military spending in order to modernize our nuclear triad, to be prepared for space, to improve our, you know, our intelligence capabilities. We have many more adversaries today as a result of China's, you know, commitment to things, to North Korea, Iran. Thank you very much, President Obama. Certainly Russia reemerging. So, you know, sequestration, there's going to be some serious negotiating, no doubt, across the aisle with regard to those non-military discretionary things that Democrats want more of. And in order to get that, there's no doubt, in order for us to get more money for defense, that's where the sequestration debate will take place. And I doubt the border security will be a big, big part of that. But you raised an important point. That's the time when you negotiate, when people need things or they want other things. With regard to the emergency declaration, I felt like maybe he could have gotten the money, he could have the money without an emergency declaration. He's negotiating from a position of strength. He used a tool that's been used 58 times before. This is not unique. It's not precedent setting. It is legal. You know, we may not like it, but it is legal, and I'm supporting him on it. But if we get the right contractor working on that border, we won't need the emergency declaration money because there's plenty of money there to finish it.
And yeah, exactly right. Well, I know of one. And I'm looking forward to seeing it in action next week in Arizona. We'll talk about that when we
come
back.
Thank you.
On What's in Your Mind. Thank you, Dennis. Yeah, good. More after this.
Hey, it's Matt, the pizza guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. Oh, it's a new month. Yes, March is here. And as much as we dislike saying goodbye to what is, I think we can all agree that saying later to February is a farewell embraced wholeheartedly by all. And by now, I'm sure you've seen the new packaging for Pizza Corner Pizza. You'll find your favorite Pizza Corner Pizza in an overwrap with the new logo right there in the middle. Look for the same colors you've come to know and then experience the same great taste you've come to expect from Pizza Corner Pizza. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Celebrate today, or any day, with North Dakota Sweet Crude, Old Man Wider's 100-year-old smokehouse moonshine recipe. The smooth, premium, unrefined liqueur is the essence of North Dakota's rugged spirit. The perfect liqueur for family traditions, toasts, friends, or to share in front of a warm, intimate fire. Treat someone you know with a special day. And every day is special with North Dakota Sweet Crude. Ask for it by name at your local off-sale or online at crudespirits.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA, home of the 4-for-4 pizza special, a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, 20 ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. The best cookies in town. Plus, PetroServe is the official C-store of the NDSU Bison. Swing into a PetroServe location nearest you today for great deals on all your NDSU Bison gear.
Hi, it's Scott Himmel. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our friends at Go Wireline, great place to work, and you know what? With a name like Go Wireline, you know when you call, they go. It's simple as that. GoWireline.com, Williston Dickinson offices. Find out more at GoWireline.com. Final minutes with Senator Kevin Cramer today on the Talk Radio Town Hall. So I have to kind of walk through this, and you and I haven't even had a chance to really talk about it. But so I do the interview with the president on Monday, and one of the things I talk about is the letter you wrote to the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, and he really grabbed onto that. He's like, I want that letter. I want that letter, okay? And looked at his staff, said, I said, I thought I brought it, but I actually have it upstairs, and we can go get it. Anyway, he literally had somebody come with me, get the letter, take the letter back into the press office, and then somebody from there took it to the Oval Office, which was that point about, you know, 40 feet from me, right? And I didn't get to go, but okay, she's taken it from there, and I went back to the briefing room. Well, I find out later that you were in the Oval Office when that letter was delivered, so what did he say?
So funny about it, Scott, was not knowing all of this that you're telling me. When I sort of leaned on the desk and leaned into me, he leans into me, you know, because like I was going to tell him a good rumor. And I said, listen, I just wanted you to know that I've really been pounding on the Corps of Engineers. And I started pulling out of my pocket, my jacket pocket, the letter that you're referring to. And at the same time, there was a staffer running into the Oval Office and throws the letter, the copy you'd given her, right onto the desk. And I'm going to read this. Anyway, and I said, you wouldn't hire the Corps of Engineers to do a walking path through your golf courses. I don't know why we'd want to put something this important in their hands. Because I said, I don't know if it's evil intent or you know, deep state stuff, but it's a bureaucracy that has no incentive to get jobs done on time. They get paid the same whether it happens on time or doesn't happen on time. They get paid the same if they don't spend the money as if they do spend the money. They get paid the same if they fail as if they succeed. And,
set their own deadlines. I love that one.
Right,
you know?
right.
Hey, we beat our deadline. Well, you set the deadline. I mean,
right.
I can do that too. Gosh almighty. So then you had a second letter, right?
Well, and I gave that to the president as well. I talked to the vice president this week about it, met with him. And so, here's my thing, Scott. I'm a senator today largely over a couple of things. One, abortion, and the other one is bad immigration policy that rewards criminals rather than keeps them out of our country. And those were two big differentiating factors between me and my predecessor. She supported sanctuary cities and opposed the wall. I support the wall and oppose sanctuary cities. She, you know, supports abortion on demand to all the way to birth, and I oppose abortion. So these are big issues for me. So I'm not going to let them go easily. I'm not satisfied with us passing the occasional, bill and calling it a day. You know, or even an appropriation that never gets spent on the issue.
When I brought up to him, when I brought up to him the points you made in the letter that they just can't do it. They won't be able to spend even what's been appropriated now, let alone what's in the emergency thing. So in other words, basically, your wall will not be built on budget on time if you use these guys. He went on to a little bit defend the Corps. In saying, well, some of that isn't right, da-da-da-da-da-da. Do you think he wasn't getting the full picture? Is he getting the whole story?
I think he knows that some of the accomplishments, but he may not be as aware as somebody who's more day-to-day. Remember, we have lots of core experience in North Dakota, not the least of which was a pipeline of several hundred miles to move 500,000 barrels of oil a day that was stopped by the Corps of Engineers over... over a quarter of a mile, one quarter mile over several miles. And so, we know how obstructionist the Corps can be. We know how bad that bureaucracy can be. We know how they have no, understandably, no natural incentive. There's no carrot, there's no stick. There's no motive to get things done on time. And so when that's the case, you tend not to get things done on time. And they don't build, by the way. So that means that means they supervise. And we need people who build.
All right. I feel badly here because, of course, as usual, now I know, but it's such an important topic. And we got to talk about it. So what do you think the result of your visit with the president at the desk in the Oval Office regarding your letters to DHS, pointing this out to be your conversation with the vice president? What do you expect to come from it and when?
Well, a higher level of awareness. I think a little more of a spotlight on the Corps of Engineers and Homeland Security. I was just with Kirstjen Nielsen the other day as well. I had a long talk with her on the phone. So I think there's just a higher level of awareness. Everybody knows that we're watching, that I'm watching this very closely. I happen to serve on the two committees that have jurisdiction over the Corps of Engineers. So, I also have my own opportunities to apply some pressure. And I just want it to get done, Scott. I don't like this. at the current rate, just to give you an example, at the current rate that they're building the wall, that the barriers, the 76 miles that they received money for in 2017 and 18, it'll take them 1,200 days to finish those 76 miles. 1,200 days. Now, I don't have to tell you that that's not, you know, that's not a month. 1,200 days. So that's not fast enough when there are people who can do it with higher quality, under budget, on time.
I so wanted to say, Stephen Steele, you're next on What's On Your Mind. I have to at least get you in because I like Steele, and like Kevin, I can't think of Steele without thinking of Russ Fluffy, right? On that honor flight.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, exactly. So, Steve, I apologize we ran out of time, but thanks for listening, and Steele, and you're first next week, okay?
Thank you.
All right, good to talk to you. Thanks, Kevin. God bless you, folks. See you Monday.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I'm just letting you know how grateful I am for all the calls, texts, and questions, and families who allowed me to help them getting their estate set up so it's protected, preserved, and ultimately passed on to the next generation without court oversight, probate attorneys, public record, and contestation issues with the family. One thing I heard from so many families is that they ultimately want it easy on their family, on their children. And everyone who does call will also receive a nice organizer so you can help get your thoughts together. Thank you so much for calling. I want to let you know how appreciative I am. My number is 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.